For the most common devices based on platforms supported by OpenBeacon, the general firmware releases cater to most users' needs. Occasionally, a device comes up that can only be partially made working with the standard firmware. Devices like the TH03 temperature and humidity sensor, with segment display driven by a GN6932. To save space, the GN6932 driver was disabled by default. For Beacon firmwares and others, enablement of a driver usually requires a change to the SDK, which are in submodules of the main app, in conjunction with a change to code in the main app. This typically requires creating your own fork of the main app and submodule, cloning to your PC, making the required changes to both forks, messing around with Git to get those changes in your submodule fork pushed upstream into the main app, so you can eventually open a PR pull request to initiate a firmware build. Thanks to @max4electroda, the process is a little easier now and can be completed in the browser. The idea was conceived here and later detailed here after release. Using this new technique, the process of making a change to the OpenBK7231N submodule code through to downloading your compiled custom binaries will now be demonstrated. This demonstration relates to changes required to get OpenBeacon fully working on a Mohs Tuya Matter bulb, but it serves as a template for the process to follow to make any number of customizations to OpenBeacon. Line 373ED77626. Anyone wanting to convert their Mohs Tuya Matter Beacon device to OpenBeacon with the correct TLV partition address set in the build no longer has to use the older binaries in PR pull request 1340 or mess around in the OpenBK7321N submodule, pushing changes upstream to a PR in the main app to start the build workflow. Changes can be made within the main app that are then applied to the submodule at build time. PR 1340 required changes to BK driver flash.c here. Create your own custom build on the latest code. Register for a GitHub account and log in. Navigate to and create your own fork of the main app. Customize your fork name or stick with the original. In your fork, navigate to the platforms folder, then BK7231N. Click Add File, Create New File. Type Override, then the name of each folder of the rest of the submodule path, followed by a slash. Until you get the empty file to create, bkdriverflash.c in this case. Eventually, you'll have created this path and file, SDK OpenBK7231N, platforms BK7231N, BK7231NOS, Beacon 378, Funk User Driver, BK Driver Flash, under OpenBK7231T, App, Platforms BK7231N. Note, I missed the C in Funk in my screenshots, so imagine it's there. Copy the raw content of the real BKDriverFlash.c from the submodule location into the empty file space just created. Make the required changes to the content of the file. In this case, we're changing the start address of the BK partition RF firmware from 0x1D000 to 0x1E300. Commit your changes. Giving your commit a short, meaningful descriptive name, you'll see that your file is created and your main branch is one commit ahead of the base repository. Navigate back up to BK7231N folder and open the prebuild.sh file. Edit this file by clicking the pencil icon on the right and then uncomment. Remove the hash dash from the beginning of lines 11, 12, 14, 15, 16, 17, 19, 23, 25, 26, 27, and 29, and click Commit Changes, dot, dot. Use default or set custom commit message for this change. Navigate to the root of your fork, and you'll see you're now two commits ahead of the base repo. The two commits ahead link is clickable, where you'll see a summary of your changes. Create a pull request to the base repository. Give it a decent title, description optional, and finally submit the PR with Create Pull Request. At the bottom, If this is your first PR, then you'll have to wait for the administrator to approve the build. You'll see your PR listed in here, and the build paused under Actions. Once approved, the build will run, and if all is well, successfully. Review the status of the override script success by expanding Build, Platform you made changes to, Runama.